We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Padres Social Hour presented by United. There's a big crowd around. Everybody must be excited for Game 2 against the Mariners,
Bill. That's exactly right.
That must be what's going on, exactly. Hey, Lil Jon is here. This is not the kind of introduction we get to make very often on this show. We just had a big league manager. We've got players. We can talk All-Star. We can talk Hall of Fame, that kind of stuff. Not often, though, do we get to say a Grammy Award-winning rapper, record producer, DJ, businessman, and honestly, dare I say, cultural icon. Lil Jon is here. Also, hey. Celebrity Apprentice. A lot of people know you from that. Welcome, man. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good. It's early. I normally get up about noon. So, yeah, this is early for me, though. But it's good to be here.
You're like on the baseball player schedule. Most of the night games, and then they stay up late. And this is, it's a little bit of a shock when you got one of these early games.
I know a bunch of guys that play ball, and I think they got the easiest kind of – like one of my boys is a pitcher, so he's got an easy, you know, one game every couple weeks. And it's like – you get paid all this money. You don't have to do. You, come on, man. You can go out every day if you wanted to. It's great though, but it's all good.
You a big baseball fan? You grew up in Atlanta, obviously. Braves had some good teams when you were growing up.
Yeah, Chipper Jones, Dale Murphy. I definitely grew up watching baseball, going to the games with my dad when I was younger. So yeah, definitely was a baseball fan when I was growing up. These days, I'm traveling so much, I don't really get to watch anything because I'm either sleeping or I'm out, you know, so it's tough.
Did you play at all?
No.
As a kid?
No, I'm terrible at sports.
Is that right?
I'm musically inclined. That's about it. So I was in marching band, just the band in general growing up. So I was music instead of sports.
What instrument in the marching band?
Drums. Played drums, bass drum, snare drum, you know, all kind of drums. Had drum set when I was a little kid. So just always been playing drums.
I'd say the decision to go music over sports worked out for you. I think it's probably the right career choice.
I think that was a better choice for me, yes.
You did a nice job with that. Hey, so you get the post-game DJ set out at the park here following the game this afternoon. What can people expect who are coming out to this thing?
Oh, we're just going to have fun. You know, the Padres going to win today because I'm bringing some luck with me. And we just celebrate that win after the game today at the park.
They may keep you here.
That's fine.
You might have
just
to
give me, you know, I'm not cheap, though.
Yeah. Well, neither are these guys. You might have to come up with some verse.
Hey, you never know, man. Let's see what happens.
All right, so Lil Jon will be playing out at the park. He's with us on the Cholula hot seat. As part of this, you get to throw out the ceremonial first pitch today.
Yeah.
This will not be your first, though, you were telling me,
no,
right?
No, this is not my first. I actually did it for the Dodgers one time, and I was kind of scared. I don't really get scared for nothing, being in front of crowds. But, if you mess up the first pitch, you're forever on the internet messing up that first pitch. I mean, my homeboy 50 Cent did a terrible job throwing out the first pitch.
Into the dugout.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you do that? Like, come on. So, you know, when I did it for the Dodgers, I practiced a little bit before, you know, the game started. And also they told me, you know, just throw it high. So look for a high dropping first pitch.
But now you've got experience. You might want to bear down and see. Wing one in there.
Nah. Because I might miss and something
and
terrible could happen.
And then the internet. Right.
Yeah, and the internet. And then that could be the bad luck for the day.
I
so
like that.
We're just going to make it easy. Lob it. We're good.
Start it out as simple as possible.
Yes, sir.
And just don't screw it up.
Exactly.
That seems like a pretty good approach as far as I'm concerned for
always
a ceremonial first pitch. No, for life in general, maybe.
Sir.
I imagine you've been asked this a million times, but I've never had the opportunity to speak to you, and I don't know that it will happen again. The Chappelle Show stuff that they did with you, I mean, did you enjoy that? Did that bother you at first? Did you eventually come to peace with it? Because, I mean, it's some all-time material.
No, I mean, I was shocked and amazed when I found out he was doing it. One of my friends was a DJ on the show, so he called me, like, after that particular episode when they recorded it, and it was like, man, Dave Chappelle does this sketch on you. It's hilarious, man. It's crazy. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, why would he be doing a sketch on me? And I ended up seeing it later, and I was just like, wow. Like, he chose me. Like, I mean, he's the biggest comedian at the time. And, you know, his biggest character was, like, Rick James, and then he introduced that character, and that also became one of his biggest characters. And it was just amazing for me because I looked at it like he's helping me to reach people that my music would never touch.
Sure.
And I even went to the show to thank him. And he was like, yo, just hang out. And we ended up doing a sketch together where it's Lil Jon talking to Lil Jon. So it was pretty cool.
Some great television, too. And yes. It really, really, really was. And then more recently, Celebrity Apprentice, you did that a couple of times. What was that experience like?
It was one of the toughest experiences in my life because, I mean, with any job, like you today, I'm sure you got up, you prepared for your day.
Yeah.
We can't really prepare. We don't know what we're doing, you know, each day. Like, and you know, every 2 days somebody's going to go home. So it's a lot of pressure. And then as the show progresses, you have less people to do the jobs. So it's more pressure on a small group of people. And if you're the project manager, all the pressure is on you. Because if you lose, you could be the one going home.
So when you go into that, though, are you hoping, hey, get me out of here early? Or do you want to go deep?
Well, when I did the show the first time, my son was like, "Dad, don't get fired first." Like,
no pressure.
Right? Yeah, no pressure. But yeah. You know, I just wanted to do a good job and represent my charity well and bring home some money for my charity. I was representing the American Diabetes Association, so we raised a lot of money and awareness, and it was a good for a good cause, man. So that's one reason you stay. Also, you fight. And you stay in there because of your charity. You don't just quit.
And the message from your son, don't get fired first.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be the first one to go. It's like, that's terrible.
Makes a lot of sense. Lil Jon is here. Post-game DJ set. If you don't have your tickets yet to this game, you can get them at Padres.com. Then you get to come to the park at the park afterwards. Should be a beautiful afternoon here in San Diego. And enjoy the show that this man is going to put on after the game. Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, right? Want to make sure?
Okay, so my name does not have an H in it, ladies and gentlemen, and I have no apostrophe in my name, so it's just Liljon.
There you go. That's everything. How you find it.
Yes.
Liljon.
On
Padres, there it is. Social hour. Thank you. We had to get one in, right?
Well, that was like a little small one.
It was a small
one? It's an early morning one.
Okay. That the pre-noon, yeah.
It's like, you know, we just had a little coffee. Yeah.
You're not totally into it yet.
Yeah, nah. Coffee hadn't kicked in yet. I'm actually a green tea guy, but yeah.
It's good. Antioxidants.
Yes.
Bill, you got a yen, you?
No.
No?
Not. Hey, listen, I'm leaving.
I mean, you're sitting next to the actual professional.
I'm
just go
it.
Like this. Yeah!
Yeah!
How's all right, that was good. That was good. Now, that's going to be on social media.
That probably will. Probably the last one I got.
All good.
It's sweet.
What did you just do? You just got up and pranced?
He couldn't do it.
We'll never have a better moment than that on the show.
Oh, that was the drop the mic.
That was it.
Oh,
okay. That was, I feel like.
But you kind of put the headphones down instead of dropping the mic.
Yeah, no. I'm not that flashy.
All right, it's all good. Not that flashy. Don't worry about it.
Hey, man, thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate it. Have fun with the first pitch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, our pleasure.
I want you to go fastball.
Don't put undue pressure on the man.
Hey, I haven't thrown a fastball.
He's already had all the pressure. His kid said don't get fired first. I want to see a fastball.
Nah, you're not going to have me on the highlights.
Well, have fun with it, and we look forward to seeing you at the park afterwards.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Right. Lil Jon, featuring Bill Center. He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Just another day on Padres Social Hour.